Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm sorry that Mrs. It's O'Mara won't be here today. I'm here to take care of you.
I'll be your facialist. All right. let's tackle that dry skin, shall we?
Oh, dear. It's sloughing off.
Mm-hmm. Put it they up. Usually say to start on low, but let's just go on high and get this over.
We're going to start it on 9. We went through a phase a couple years ago when we were buying birthday cakes.
Oh my
God. It wasn't anyone's birthday, but they were fantastic.
Jesus. For fun.
Yes.
Wouldn't there be so much regret after the fact?
No, that only happens. The regret happens only if you're hospitalized. Otherwise, you've cheated it.
I want Mike not to get COVID. And so does Rob. And so does America.
Not Pony, right now. Though. Pony really does.
Pony, he's 50-50. Oh, yeah, he's on the fence,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you deserve it.
He's a,
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Are those electronic drums? Like every time I play our theme songs from one source that we get all our BS from on these shows, it's frustrating. I think about that now because every time I played it, one or both of you said those electronic drums.
Cool. Well, we were trying to get you to talk about your drum kit.
Yeah, the drum kit on my left, which my son has shown interest in. The problem is he's not necessarily a savant when it comes to rhythm. He might have his mother's rhythm.
Is he like that Steve Martin tape?
Kind of like that.
Yeah, I've got music. I've got rhythm.
That is funny.
Thumb. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. We are enjoying our second decade of the show that's become a daily routine for thousands of listeners. You need to rewrite that. I'd like to change things. Churchville, New York, Mountain View, Arkansas, Cincinnati, Ohio, Ratchet City, a.k.a. Shreveport, Louisiana, Springfield, Missouri, and London, England. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. And greetings, day number 2 from Sick House. We are here. We are ready to go. And I don't know. I texted you
this morning. How is patient zero?
She's fine. She's fine. I'm sorry. Did I not respond to that?
No, I was worried.
I texted you as well.
Okay.
And well, Carla.
Carla responded to you.
Yeah. That was sweet of her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She acknowledged.
Did she respond, cough, cough?
No. It was just more of a positive attitude.
Well, that's good.
Go get them.
Yeah.
We'll be okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Let me see. I've been weird with texting and communicating.
I understand.
This,
I mean, you're going
over
through
the
a
last
lot.
24. Well, I'm not really.
No, you are, and here's why. It's not about you. It's the person that you love is sick.
Yeah.
And you
are on standby.
You've got to take the reins, and this is a big deal. This is
like so, imagine.
I see another text I missed. Please pick me up, NyQuil. And outshine popsicles.
Oh yeah, that was from me too.
Yeah.
missed that. I'm trying to see.
No, it was probably from Carla.
Hold on.
It was early-ish.
Here.
How
are you feeling? How well? How is patient zero? I hope all is well. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, she's okay.
Okay.
She's all manifesting itself in her throat. So that seems to be the biggest issue with that. And then right before, I am probably, I think I got maybe here. I'll go through the whole thing of what the solution is.
Mm-hmm.
She is quarantined in our marital bedroom.
Yep.
I brought my breathing machine out yesterday. When I go see her, I wear a mask when I go in there to see her. I wear one. Oh, I wear one.
That's dicey.
And,
but not it's like a medical mask, not the mask from your CPAP machine.
No, it's a mask that's from I dug them out from when we were all wearing masks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I found them. And then what else? Lots of sleep on her part.
And, it's called rest in some homes.
Rest.
Yes.
Napping.
Yeah.
And then what else? I'm trying to think. I am really not with it today.
You need to get her that NyQuil.
I am not with it today at all.
This is what I love. Is I want Mike not to get COVID. And so does Rob. And so does America.
Not Pony, right now. Though. Pony really does.
Pony, he's 50-50. Oh, yeah, he's on the fence,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you deserve it.
He's I don't want it to happen, but that was funny.
Thank you, Pony.
So I was hoping that today, of all people, that you would have been like, little Michael and I ended up at the Choice Hotel
right.
down the block until this passed.
Yeah.
The fact that
Didn't do it. You didn't. You didn't let her go to a hotel.
No, she didn't let me. I went to a hotel. She said, "Come on home. If we're gonna get this, let's get this."
Oh, that's right. You were gonna leave the home.
Yeah, I wanted to. I wanted the vacation.
Would you have taken Santos?
No,
because
no.
he could have gotten dog COVID.
No.
She got a clearance from the doctor or the physician's assistant that she could have contact with the dogs.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I wasn't what that dog thing was. Because, but you can't keep bats. Right.
Because you're over 60. Yeah. And maybe as a precaution.
It still could be dicey.
I felt like maybe Mike will end up at one of these fine hotels in Southwest Florida.
With a senior citizen discount?
And his son.
Right.
But you stayed embedded, which I think speaks volumes of you as a husband. So I respect that.
I don't know if it was... even a thought process because it was because of my level of vaccination and the state that we're in with COVID, even with her having it. Mm-hmm. I don't have that kind of same feeling. If this was back when we were all terrified.
Yeah.
And, what do they say about being vaxxed and boosted? Being vaxxed and boosted, even if you are unfortunately to contract it, It will hopefully the odds of getting really sick are very, very, very minuscule.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm hanging in there with that. And but I'm also we're being as careful. Are we being ridiculously diligent? Probably not. There are probably moments I walk through my bedroom without a mask on and
without anything on.
Well, you're going from the shower to your bedroom.
Exactly. Just a steamy mirror.
That's where my bathroom is.
Yeah, that's where you shower.
Yeah.
You know, that's where I shower in the morning, and that's where I showered today.
Mm-hmm.
But I wore a mask through the bedroom and took it off in the shower and then came back out and had it on again when I got my clothing, and I dressed in the other room.
Are you still wearing a scuba mask when you shower?
Yes. Yeah.
Is Carla a needy, sick person?
Horrible sick person.
Really?
Really?
Not in a needy way nearly as much as an unpleasant way.
I don't
know what I mean?
Could you explain
that a little? Just wait. Hold on. When you got COVID,
yes.
right? You were rolling in here on the show.
Yeah,
right?
Remote from home. Yeah.
Home.
Keep it rolling.
Did you miss one show?
No.
I think you missed one show?
No.
You didn't even miss one show?
No, I missed one show when I had the flu.
Okay. All right. So after you had COVID?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So during COVID, she's got a very, very bad throat, and she is kind of on her own in there because mm-hmm. We're keeping her quarantined, and it just the only way I can describe it, she is not super needy, mm-hmm. but she's not super pleasant either.
Got it.
And I can completely understand that, and she is
because you did this stuff.
And if you did natural selection, actually,
kind of feel that way.
Why would you feel that way? For whatever reason, I feel that way to a degree.
No, I don't. We had a moment like an hour or two ago that was just a little weird. That was not an argument, but she came out without a mask. No, she came out with a mask, and the dogs had pooped on the floor because Michael forgot to take the dogs out. And she, the best way I can describe it is she has been quarantining in our bedroom, and she's been sleeping a ton.
Yeah, that's what you have to do.
And other than that, she's just I don't think it's how she handles it. When she's sick, she's not going to be, she's not a stiff upper lipper when it comes to that. Neither am I. Mm-hmm. And neither one of us. We're identical when we, A, deal with people who are ill and when we are ill. So Carla is a dude in that. You know how men are just supreme wusses
yes.
when they get sick? I am, and Carla is. So she's like that. And at the same time, I am not a tremendous caretaker, and neither is she.
Got it.
So we're both identical. We always have been that way. Oh, nice hair, Michael. Nice hair. Yeah, okay. Well, just keep it up. I am not...
Little interior monologue there.
Yeah. I'm not a tremendous caretaker, and she is not a stiff upper lipper. And what I will tell you is that tiny, little, minuscule household details of her day-to-day existence
yeah.
that make my life blissful are just wonderful how much she does. It's tiny stuff, but it's enough stuff that I realized getting my son to school and getting my son to camp if he's going to go to camp and doing all those things. She just preps things as small as I take the dog out in the morning and that's pretty much it. I'll occasionally unload the dishwasher. That's one of my responsibilities. But by and large, you know, between monitoring what we're eating on our little nutritional program
yeah.
to running her mm-hmm. business, to doing all.
Have you had to do any facials for her?
I have not. I will not.
I will not
hydroplane anybody. I am not going to or hydro.
I'm sorry that Mrs. O'Mara won't be here today. I'm here to take care of you.
I'll be your facialist. All right. let's tackle that dry skin, shall we?
Oh, dear. It's sloughing off. Mm-hmm.
They usually say to start on low, but let's just go on high and get this over.
We're going to start it on 9.
So the best way I can describe Carla is getting the rest she needs, getting a virtual appointment with the doctor where she was told what to do, taking the medicine she needs to take, and we got back to some semblance of normalcy, although... today I went to Happy Valley and Michael hung out with his buds on his computer and did not go to baseball camp today because drop off and pickup was problematic for us. Mm. And we didn't have anybody to cover
schedules
on that. Schedules will be difficult because we're beginning to realize that we schedule everything at the exact goddamn time.
Everything happens at the same time. I mean, that's just the way it is.
And you're one down on a team of three, right? So it is.
So she does a lot. She does a lot. And I was kind of against the, timeline today. And I realized that. And I think overall, it just, you related to this, Oscar. It is a tremendous pain in the ass.
It's a huge hassle.
It's just a friggin' hassle now, you know? But you know what? Compared to what it was for people. Right?
Yeah.
God almighty. But also at the same time, this is me. Please feel free.
America.
Attack at will. When I say this, feel free to attack at will.
All right.
Remember when they were doing all that work on getting a vaccine?
Yes.
Remember that? Remember, get vaccinated, get boosted, get this. All right? And remember way back when they were first doing that and were going to get a vaccine? Then remember they made the announcement they have a vaccine. Didn't we all think at that moment in time, a vaccine meant you weren't going to get a disease?
Right.
I disagree.
You disagree.
I disagree.
Okay.
It was very clear that the vaccine would not stop you from getting COVID. It would stop you from getting terminally ill.
Okay.
You know what?
I thought it was better
Oscar's
than that.
No, Oscar's a little more invested than I think you and I because of his family and his medical family.
Yeah.
But he's right. I mean, it is what it is.
It is. But I remember when we heard about it, and I first heard from my mom. She said, well, you know there's going to be another one.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, so
another vaccine or another COVID?
No, another vaccine. You said you're probably going to have to keep getting them for a while.
Yeah.
And, you know, the medical community knew that the vaccine wasn't the be-all, end-all. But because we're Americans and we're, as a rule, fairly dopey, and I'll put myself squarely under this umbrella. I heard vaccine and
save
I thought,
lives.
This is done. We're done now. You get your shot and you're done. We're free to travel. You can do anything you want. But it's apparently not true.
My perspective is different. One, because I was actually not shocked that we got COVID. I was shocked it took so long.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
because there have been people floating around saying we're all going to get it.
Correct. Correct. Right? I was blown away that Rob didn't get COVID when Pony got COVID. When I got COVID, this is Rob Spiewak,
mm-hmm.
because he's right here. We're doing a show together. The majority of the time we have a mask. We still mask around.
Yeah, the only time we take it off is when we're on
this
the
air. This guy's got a booster.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the only difference. Yeah. And he's white.
Yeah.
Another difference. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, like, this is what we got.
Why is that a difference?
I'm just saying, this was obvious to me right now.
Well,
you're skinnier
in
than
Rob's
me now,
case,
I'll tell you that much.
In Rob's case, pretty good that he didn't.
Oh, right, I'm so
with everything
happy.
Else that he's been dealing
scared.
With.
Well, I'd probably be better to get it now than I would 4 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. When you were dealing with all the other stuff.
Yes.
I mean, it's just, I think that this is an Omera trait that I hate about myself. And it concerns my kid stubbing a toe or somebody getting sick. I get angry. And I shouldn't.
Oh.
I get angry when somebody gets sick. I hate people getting sick.
I
think it's a radio thing.
I think it's a fatherhood trait.
Yeah, maybe it is.
I think
maybe
it's
it
also
is.
A fatherhood trait. You want to be able to fix it.
No, but when Oscar says a radio trait, I think, are you talking about the fact that we were so hyper-vigilant
yes.
about getting sick in the
yes.
radio business?
Because you didn't want to miss the show, because then you lose your job.
Yeah, you know, Mike, you actually, it might be the confluence of a few things then.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're mad because it's an inconvenience for everybody. You're mad
because... No, I never said I was mad because it's an inconvenience. I said, I'm mad when other people get sick. I don't know if I'm mad because of the inconvenience.
Well, I think you're mad.
Because I... No. But hold on.
Let him talk.
The great communicator. Sometimes I feel like I can't get through to you. Sometimes we need to have a... You and I need to have a therapy session. I am mad because I feel... I feel like there's nothing I can do. I'm not mad because of... You might be mad when somebody gets sick because of the inconvenience, but don't put that on me.
No. What I was
saying
is...
You're just mischaracterizing me when you say that. It's
no,
really...
No, what we said earlier is that it's a tremendous hassle. It's really... It's not... It's
COVID is a
hassle.
Yes.
And
yeah.
so
the
maybe,
person that has it, for the families that are worried yeah. about
and
that
if
person
I didn't mean to characterize
it.
You as thinking that it was an inconvenience and that's why you were upset. What
well,
I meant
you,
to,
you said inconvenience.
Well, Mike, let me withdraw the remark.
You've clarified.
Yes. What I meant to say is that there's several things going on that make you upset at this whole situation, and you should be. It's someone you love is sick. You can't fix it. That's an ultimate
That's
frustration.
Numero uno for
yes.
me. I want to get my hands around it.
Yeah.
I
went through it a lot with Robert. I mean, you just can't do it, and it's you got to let go sometimes.
I don't. I wish that one Carla is nurturing in many, many, many ways. But in sickness, when I get sick or something like that, she's not. And I am nurturing in many, many ways. When someone gets sick, I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
It's you know, even when the dogs barf on the floor, I hate it.
Well, think about
I hate
well,
it. I want to be somewhere else.
You get home like an hour ago. You know, check on your sick wife, and she comes out, and there's two turds and a microphone. Waiting to be taken care of. That's like anybody's going to flip out.
Great. Yeah. Well, and she's just, I forgot what we were dealing with at that particular moment, but Carla comes out of the bedroom. She's, look at this. And she points in the dogs and I'm doing show prep and I don't see it. And then we call Michael who's playing and it's just a sec, just a sec, just a sec, just a sec. Then he comes out and she's waiting there. And she said, did you see this? And I'm like, no, I didn't. Sorry. Been, doing everything else as far. And it's just this overall malaise that we are dealing with.
Yeah.
And I'm trying, especially after the end of last week, to be come across as a kinder, gentler person. But sometimes that's really,
when
really
she
hard
said,
for me.
When she said, look at this, did her voice approximate that of Mommy Dearest?
Yesterday, she came out.
My God.
And another way that I have of dealing with my stress is stress eating.
Sure.
Oh, we
and
all do that.
It's the worst. I thought she had gone to bed. And so I got a bagel out with some strawberry preserves on it.
Are you sure it was the dogs that made the mess?
No. Yeah. And then I pooped on the floor.
As a sign of protest.
Yes. How dare you get sick?
She comes out, and at the same time, Michael came out and said, Dad, as soon as I sat down.
Oh, no.
To have a moment. Yeah. We can all relate to
a
this.
Solace,
this is my
alone.
Selfish moment.
Yeah, yeah.
A moment to say, okay.
What a day.
I've been dealing with this day. I'm going to sit there with my magic box in front of me.
Yes.
And I'm going to have a Thomas's bagel, freshly toasted, with some jam on it. And at that moment, it's like an effing radar bomb goes off in my son's mind and in my wife's. And the door opens to the bedroom. She comes out, says, what are you doing? Looking at the bagel. And Michael comes out and goes, Dad, I need you to look at this on the computer at the same time. And I believe at the top of my lungs, I said, everybody leave me alone.
Elvin.
And that was my moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brutal.
Yeah. Thanks, Rob.
And did they?
Thanks, scary face with
question.
With,
question
did,
for you.
And did they leave you alone?
No, I mean they did ultimately.
But your tradecraft is all wrong. You're off your A game. You don't toast,
totally off my A game.
You don't toast anything if you want to sneak a snack.
You're right. Too much banging around.
Yeah. Well, not just
and the
that.
Smell.
The smell itself permeates.
Yeah.
A woman who has COVID can't even taste or smell, and she knew
that
they're no good.
Yeah,
I didn't even ask her that.
Yeah, because you're click.
Yeah,
toast popping up.
Yeah,
I'd call her and ask her right now, but
there's all these like metal clanks with your jam and jelly trying to come out.
Yeah. The knife in the jar.
Yeah. It's a noisy snack.
Yeah. It is.
It's annoying.
You know, you should have had his marshmallow.
Yes, nice,
soft,
and silent.
Quiet.
And I went, you know, speaking of her also, she does the bulk of the grocery shopping in our home.
Yeah.
And that I realized, if you add that up, I was in the grocery store. I think I got 8 or 9 items. And I was in the grocery store for 14 hours.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know why it took as long. I don't know why it took as long as it did. But it did.
I will go down every aisle and wonder what I should or should not get and almost get nothing because I'm like, I'll never eat this. It'll be terrible.
Well, it sounds like you had a list. Yeah,
I had a list.
Do you understand the layout of your grocery store or is it that foreign to you?
I just, I spent probably the better part of 30 minutes looking for cherries.
I'll be in the butcher aisle.
Like fresh cherries or maraschino cherries?
Fresh cherries, Captain Sugar Bomb.
You got to let it go.
Actually, it was Captain Alcoholic, if you really want to know.
Maraschino cherries.
This
was the list.
Okay.
Bakery bread. She wanted real baked bread
like
instead of the...
artisanal bread, yes.
Artisanal bread. Avocados. Found those. Haas avocados,
Mexico.
The little ones.
Yeah.
Cherries, nowhere to be found. Maybe out of season. Not sure. But I thought everything was in season down here. But I don't think they have cherries down here. Fresh fruit, I got apples. I didn't do much more than that.
Do you know what variety? Do you remember what variety of apple?
Yeah, Honeycrisp.
Honeycrisp
apples.
Okay.
Protein, sandwich meat and cheese for Michael, which I did. I went to the deli counter.
Yeah.
And
to get a pound, half pound. In a, pound
I
half
actually,
pound.
Pound of London broil.
Nice.
Boar's
nice.
Head. And nice. A pound of low sodium turkey breast.
Strong.
That's really a good call.
Thin sliced or what do you got?
Slightly better than sandwich sliced.
Okay, got it.
I like it a little thicker.
It was a pound. He got 3 slices.
Nice.
Yeah. And then, of course, I know the guy at the deli counter, and I always say to him, can I do it now? And he knows what I'm talking about, and it's a playlet where I go back behind the deli counter, and I reenact the the Mickey Rourke scene from The Wrestler.
And everyone has a good time.
With fake blood. But if you really want to know, the definitive deli counter scene in film was only a few years ago. It was The Wrestler with Mickey Rourke.
Oh, yeah.
When when he jams his hand into the slicer.
Slicer, yeah.
Spectacular scene. Really, really great scene. And by the way, if I can say one more time, Marissa Tomei, who up until that point, I believe, had never shown that much of her bod.
I don't remember that.
Spectacular.
Yeah, but she was already an Oscar. She was already an Oscar winner at that point.
For My Cousin Vinny.
Right.
Let's see. Apples, which is also fresh fruit.
You got that.
He's not feeling well.
Double down.
Bagels and cream cheese. I got two kinds of bagels. That's why I had a bagel last night.
Everything?
Because we were bagel heavy.
Yeah.
At the O'Mara household. Ratio. We eat a lot of this stuff called ratio yogurt. Have you heard of it?
No.
No.
It's a super high protein yogurt.
Sounds good. Okay.
It's kind of
good.
A protein bar. And veggies for Michael's lunch. That was the total punch.
Like carrots?
Don't know, because I didn't put any mind to it, and I didn't think. Just spent some time. And then I texted her back yesterday, protein means protein powder? Question mark. She writes, chicken, meat.
Oh.
Whatever. Like, I said, oh, okay.
Basically insulting you.
Well, Mike,
and then after the show, I will be getting you NyQuil and Outshine popsicles.
You know, you should get her Bomb Pops. I think she'd like that better.
Bomb Pops?
Yeah, with the red, white, and blue. And besides, the fourth is coming
up. Too many calories.
Almost no calories in a Bomb Pop.
Bomb Pops. What are Outshine popsicles?
I've never heard of them.
They sound healthy.
Okay. Well, if he's never heard of them. I'm just trying to think.
That was just mean.
That's fine. I keep sugar-free popsicles at my house.
Why?
Now you do?
Yeah,
I do. You didn't before.
No, not at all. Because they have sugar-free popsicles and sugar-free fudgesicles.
Ooh.
Have you cut down on the ice cream in your freezer now that you
there
are
is
on
no
a different...
ice cream in our freezer.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Our refrigerator is it kind of looks like a sad movie now when you open it. Unless you get happy with blueberries and carrots.
What about, is Carrie cool with that too?
Yeah, she's been trying to eat better. Actually we're on the same plan. Robert, not so cool with it.
Robert, you know, it's a sad thing. It's the same thing with going to the box store that we love so much.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of eating well and eating healthy. Grocery store, box store, it doesn't matter. You walk through, and the idea of walking into a Costco and throwing caution to the wind.
Beautiful thing.
We did it once last year. It's the greatest feeling in the world.
Yeah.
Absolute greatest feeling. Oh, Dulce de Leche cake. Load it up.
Yeah.
Put it right in there. There we go.
But there's...
We went through a phase a couple years ago when we were buying birthday cakes.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't anyone's birthday, but they were fantastic. Jesus.
For fun.
Yes.
Yeah. What are you... I know you're chomping to say something.
In my eyes... Wouldn't there be so much regret after the fact?
No.
Tremendous regret.
Yeah.
No, that only happens if the regret happens only if you're hospitalized. Otherwise, you've cheated it. But now it's so sad, Mike. When I go to the box store now, when I go to the cost company, I'm in basically two sections. That's it.
Yeah, because you don't have any, there's nothing in there healthy.
No. And you got to go often because anything I eat now is ultra perishable.
Yes.
It's not like I'm buying like
fresh.
Hot
it's
pockets.
A different world.
Yeah,
it's
very
a
different.
Different world. Same thing with the grocery store. If you could go through, I looked over. I was waiting at the deli counter to get lunch meat for my son, and I looked over. And what I saw were what I used to order on a regular basis, and those were the spicy non-breaded hot wings.
That looks
amazing.
So,
oh my God, the smell of the fried food.
They're never as good as you want them to be, though, from a grocery store. I've never had like great
always
wings.
Okay,
you've
though.
Never had a great grocery store, and I'm being
probably
honest
true.
When
yeah,
I talk about
right.
what we have down here because these they're non-breaded and they are they're seasoned and then they're deep fried and they're spicy and they're fantastic.
Sounds
but it's still
great.
Chicken skin and fat. And oil and
the
all
air
that.
The air fryer does a
you.
Pretty good job if you get just, you know, segmented wings and you crisp them up in there.
Yeah, but
still
if you put regular skin, if you have skin, that you're not supposed to do that.
Skin's the best part.
Yeah, well, I mean, I also think I'd like to see the calorie breakdown of something like that, you know, with protein. But getting back to the whole idea of going through a grocery store, and you're right, the regret, you can't. Nobody really, but there are people that do.
There are people that walk through
the center aisle of grocery stores and buy Chef Boyardee ravioli and Frosted Flakes.
Yep.
And that's their staple. It's why we're fat as a society. If you took out all of the foods that were legitimately health risks for the American public, if we didn't have the Supreme Court telling women what to do with their effing bodies, instead ruling that, it's pretty much illegal that you're killing Americans by the diet that we eat in this country, and it ought to be regulated.
I actually...
What about that for preserving life?
I will cite David Letterman said this. He said, have you ever been to a grocery store and looked at the amount of real estate devoted to cookies?
Oh, cookies. Stunning.
A cookie aisle.
Yeah, it's a and cookie not,
and
aisle.
Not,
cookie
and not yeah. real cookies either. Okay.
No.
I'm saying that. Not freshly baked
no.
cookies.
No. No.
The preservative laden
Chips Ahoy.
Chips Ahoy swill that is in there with the Oreos and all of that. And it's
mega
stunning.
Stuff Oreos. Right. We need to put more cream in the Oreos. Mega yeah. stuff. Yeah.
Mega
That's
stuff.
That's a quiet snack.
And then let's give it a fancy Italian name and pretend you're not getting the sugar that way with Milano's.
Yeah. Those are the expensive
Le
cookies.
Milano's. We're going to have that. So my trip to the grocery store was quite depressing because I bought five. Oh, my other thing is I got to the pharmacy counter and I said, I need some COVID tests.
Yeah.
And she said, are you on Medicare? And I said, no, I'm not. But thank you for thinking me 65 and older. And she said, oh, you have to pay for them then. And they're $10 a pop. Mm. They're $10 a pop for a COVID test. Oh. If you are on Medicare, you get, I think, you get like 30 a month.
30 yeah.
get
tests?
One for almost every day. Smart. You get as many tests. Wow. You get a ton of tests. So.
Well, you need to go back in and say, I need COVID tests. Are you on Medicare? Why, yes. Yes, I am.
We have to buy them. Well, we don't have to, but I think we do because we care the health and safety of our team here.
Mm-hmm.
And the best value is 90 a clip, which is roughly $1,700 every order.
Ooh,
yeah, yeah.
Wow,
90 per box.
No, no, it's actually 180 tests, but it's 90 boxes.
90 boxes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's expensive.
It's
but
expensive.
You know,
you want to make sure everyone's safe,
mm-hmm. and you have a shelf life. Right?
Yes.
The freebies I got from the government, you know, I didn't think those were extra.
Designer imposter.
Yeah. The one I got was called El COVID test.
El COVID test. freshness date. It went from May 15th of 2022 to May 20th of 2022.
Well, what they did, Mike, is to make it more like a grocery store where they want to make sure you buy it. They say, best if tested by.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it was frustrating.
It is.
And then at the end of the day, when I got back, I saw that we had some snacks in the house, and I had a snack attack, and that's the way.
I'm shocked
the
that
day...
you went jelly instead of cream cheese on your bagel.
I don't like cream cheese. I'm not a cream cheese fan. Don't care for it. Don't care for it. Don't like I like sugar. I like the sugar bomb.
Sure.
That's what I got.
Or
and by the way,
butter.
it was that peanut butter. Yeah. Well, we have the organic kind. And
no, that's the worst.
I think, yeah, that is the worst. Yeah.
Does it no separate?
Shannon buys it and you're like,
yeah.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, it's disgusting. So here in the O'Mara household, all is well. Everybody is fine. I think my son and I, as I said, I bought five tests because I thought I'd be testing at least couple of times this week so far. No real need to test. Don't feel any symptoms outside of passing out right before the show started.
Yeah, but you came to so quickly. You came to so quickly.
I'm awake now. First 5 minutes of the show, I was not awake.
Right.
I was really kind of like, what? What's going on? Well, look at my hair. Look at that.
Do you?
Look at that. That's that hair.
There's a sense of shame when you have COVID where you really don't talk about it unless you have to.
Right.
At least this is only. I don't think people should feel ashamed.
Right.
But I felt like kind of dirty, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way I felt. A little shame.
I'm thinking this right now that I rode in my own golf cart today. That's why I'm a hero. Anyway, go ahead. That's right.
A gentleman said, can I borrow your putter? And I said, no.
There's some people out there that really hate what I just said. Just hate that. Right
There's
now.
A lot of people that loved it. A lot of people that loved
you're
it.
You're outdoors.
Yeah. You're the safest
outdoors,
place in the world.
Right? In my own cart.
Yes.
Being a hero. No, I didn't want to say what happened.
Yeah, well, what's the stigma?
Yeah.
Right. There's still stigma with it.
The fact that there's still stigma is crazy.
Yeah.
It's a weird, weird thing. And I'd say I'm 1% scared. That's it. I don't think I'm real scared. If I was real scared, I'd probably wander around the house a little differently. I did tell her she was rolling over to the refrigerator a lot, you know, with her mask on. I'm like, go if you need something, tell me what it is, and I will bring it to you.
Yeah.
Do not to deliver. Handle. Yeah, there was like this peanut butter knife up next to the refrigerator. I said, thanks. Thanks for leaving that little Petri dish up there on the counter.
Oh, my God. And how about the fact that when they put stuff by, and I'll say they, meaning wives, kids, anybody. I love when they put stuff near the sink, but not in the sink.
Well, no. I mean, in this case, it was prepare food. She's sick.
Don't be rude.
Go to refrigerator, but tell me what you need. Quarantine is quarantine.
What you need,
and
Mike,
I
is
said,
you need
if you're
pizza.
Not able to do that, if you are not able to do that, the next step is that she will be chained to the bed.
Again. Wait, when you deliver her food, do you hand it to her like on a pizza peel? One of those big long sticks? Yeah.
Carla O'Mara, Carla O'Mara stars in The Room. Or Room.
Room.
The movie?
I think it was just Room.
Room. Is there, I bet you on Amazon, they sell the little slot that they have in jail where you put the plate.
Sure.
Yeah, where you just
put
slide
in the door.
Yeah.
Right into the door.
You probably still have friends at church. Go get one of those collection baskets.
Oh, with the big stick.
Yes.
Like a wooden one.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Yeah.
And then
yeah,
she can put like 50 cents in when she gets
her
bagel.
Oh, my God. Who wants a whole wheat bagel?
And then you pull it away.
How would you get
pull
the
it away
beverage?
Unless she puts $5 in it?
That's
the way it goes. Yeah.
We're monsters. I hope she's doing okay.
Yes, yeah, we're rooting for her.
Oh, come on. Anyway, we're going to take a break, and we will be back with more. I've got news, I believe.
Yes.
And a very bad kicker. It's like a dumb kicker. Yeah, I'm advertising it as a bad line.
I think it'll be good.
Because I was tired. We'll be right back.
Mike O'Mara wants to know.
Do you want us to do a live show?
And the P1s have answered.
Hi, this is Tony Lamb from Frederick, Maryland, and I want to party with TMOS this fall at a live show.
Hi, this is Jolene from Las Vegas, and I want to party with my TMOS family this November.
I'm Nickname Rick from Concord, and I want to party with TMOS this fall at a live show.
After 3 long years, TMOS Nation is ready to party in Las Vegas.
Or the DMV.
What about Northern California?
Well, the best place is obviously Pittsburgh.
Let's not get carried away there, pretty boy.
Hey guys, just name the time and the place and we'll be there.
Woo!
Hey, stay tuned. That's all I can tell you about that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, mellower vibes are just a drop or a toke away. We've been telling you about Dadgrass. Dadgrass will take you back. Just sit back, light up, and chill out the old-fashioned way. Sweet dreams are made of CBD. Dadgrass is legal, organic, smokable hemp that relaxes your body and mellows your mind. Their 100% organic pre-rolled joints are very low in THC and high in CBD. So you can enjoy the effects of CBD. While keeping a clear head. And if you want the toke without the smoke, dude, Dadgrass also has a CBT tincture. I have to say something about tincture. Tincture is like an eyedropper. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's a little thing that you drop it under your tongue or on your tongue. That's what the tincture is. But tincture sounds like it would be a better name for that space.
Yeah, I was never a fan. I was never a fan of the name.
But it's the lingo.
That is the industry lingo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eyedropper for you, not those not in the life.
Eyedropper,
yes.
Yeah. Tincture is that little area.
But not
area
for your eye.
Right. That's, nacho.
What is the matter with you?
Made with the same high quality hemp. Hey, she touched my tincture. It's easy to dose, and the effects come on smooth. Chill out without getting stoned, and now all things must grass. Celebrate Sweet George with special edition George Harrison pre-roll joints or merch. Great for any Beatles fan who needs to chill. All Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the good old USA. Right now, Dadgrass is offering TMOS listeners 20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/TMOS. Go to dadgrass.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. Remember, man, that's dadgrass.com/TMOS.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, ladies and gentlemen. And unfortunately, or unfortunately, Unfortunately, I don't know if that's a word or not. I'm pretty sure it's not. Look at my hair, Professor Irwin Corey.
You have COVID hair.
Captain Jack Sparrow will not be coming back.
Oh,
I thought he was going to get his. You know, after the big trial, he was going to get a second shot.
Yeah, well, there was a website called Pop Topic. It's an Australian website. Claimed that an insider at Disney said Johnny Depp was being offered $301 million to return to Pirates of the Caribbean franchise. One of Johnny's reps told NBC News, quote, "This is made up."
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Too good to be true. After all, Johnny did say under oath during his defamation trial that he would not return as Captain Jack Sparrow.
Oh, no.
Yeah, can we live without it? Oh, no.
That ship has sailed. But you know what? They're pretty good movies. They're very agreeable and they're a lot of fun. But I don't think we need another one. There's already been like four or five, haven't there?
Well, he ain't coming back. And,
four.
You know, I liked, I did go on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride at Disney.
Yeah,
and I noticed that they put like his head on on another person. That's what they did. Machine Gun Kelly says he almost took his own life while he was on the phone with Megan Fox. This happened in July of 2020, shortly after his father passed away. In his new Hulu documentary, Life in Pink, which they are promoting the heck out of, MGK says he started getting really, really, really dark and paranoid, and Megan was away in Bulgaria making a movie. Here's the quote. I called Megan. I was like, "You aren't here for me. I'm in my room, and I'm like freaking out on her. Dude, I put the shotgun in my mouth, and I'm yelling on the phone, and like the barrel's in my mouth. And I go to cock the shotgun and the bullet. As it comes back up, the shell just gets jammed. Megan's like dead silent, like. That's when he realized he needed to get his head straight. And he says both Megan and his daughter Casey helped him do it.
Machine Gun Casey?
So, there's that. I don't know.
Terrifying.
I don't follow the machine gun.
And
I don't
also
know a
mental
lot
health.
It.
Yeah, I mean, look, we've all been in dark spots. But part of this, like part of this documentary, and I agree with Mikey, it's like it is being pushed. Like this is the press junket of press junkets. I see it everywhere. And he's extremely popular, you know, top 10 charting artist. He's got a starlet girlfriend. But I think the true takeaway, Mike, is it doesn't matter. We learned this from Kurt Cobain. It doesn't matter how famous you are. You could still be one of the saddest people in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're not, so many people have lived this world. You're not going to be able to always help if somebody goes that dark.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't know. I look at the teasers for this documentary, and it looks absolutely fascinating to me. Just the life that he has and what he's about. And for Megan Fox, you know, hey, great timing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
She can pick him. Always has been able to. Yeah.
That's cruel. Ozzy Osbourne might be infamously known for biting off a bat's head during that 1982 concert, but he's since grown into an honorary bat dad.
A bat dad?
He has applied to install bat boxes at his UK mansion to protect the creatures of the night. Bat boxes are used to protect bats and their pups from predators and cold temperatures. Yes, baby bats are called pups, Rob.
Okay.
They are.
Right.
This UK home is going to be his and Sharon's permanent residence since they left LA after Sharon got booted from the talk. They're also adding a rehab wing to help Ozzy recover from his recent surgery.
At his
Nothing
home.
More about the
he's
bats.
Got a, he's got a wing in his home for recovery?
Yeah, it's wings, bats, there, I'm confused.
Anyone who wants to preserve bats has never had to go into John Bell's Bourne in the morning and had bats dive bomb you. They're evil,
Scary.
Horrible creatures, yes.
And now I will do my Ozzy Osbourne impression from the Francis Ford Coppola remake of Dracula.
Oh, good.
Right?
Yeah.
Sharon! The creatures of the night will love the music they make. Thank you. According to the American Farm Bureau Federation, the average 4th of July cookout will cost just under $70 this year. Now, listen to me, okay? I know Wallet Hub gets all these things and these stats and all that. Well, how many people are you going to have, right? I mean,
what does the T-bone run these days?
Well, they're talking more like ground beef. The average, it's an average price.
Yeah.
The average is up $69 to $69.68 from $59.50. That's still only $7 per person, but an increase of 17%. They base it on 12 different things you might serve at a backyard barbecue for 10 people without including beer or alcohol. The biggest jump this year was the price of ground beef. Isn't it always the price of ground beef?
Well, I mean, yeah. And you
isn't it always?
That ground beef is, and so are tinctures, if you want tincture at your party.
I think that's all the price. He's the code TMOS.
Yeah.
Mike, Wahlburgers. Yes. Wahlburgers.
Yes.
Like the ones in the container come four in a pack.
Yeah.
Well worth the investment.
Man.
So good.
Really? What's like what's special about them?
Well, they have, I don't get, the one, they have different, I guess, color labels. Like, one is the Angus beef, the other is just their secret recipe, which is the green label.
Okay.
That's my go-to. Great Burgers to Grill. Great Burgers to Grill.
Really?
Yeah. Have had them multiple times.
How expensive?
My brother and I grilled out at his home, and I remember, because I was like, I'll pay, he let me. Mm. It was $120.
2 pounds of ground beef for burgers, $11.12. 2 pounds of chicken breasts, $8.99.
Oh, dear. Me. Uh-oh.
3 pounds of pork chops, $15.
Robin Oscar on Wednesday.
And 26 cents. Hamburger buns, $1.93. Cheese, $3.53.
Cheese.
Chips, $4.71. This is making.
What about the skyrocketing, Mike? What is the skyrocketing price of coleslaw?
Yeah,
slaw. hey, guess what? I had slaw for lunch.
Ooh.
I did.
Yeah, of all the slaws, coal is my favorite.
Here's another Wallet Hub list: 100 best places in the U.S. for 4th of July. I forgot we've got 4th of July just around
it's
the
right
corner.
Here.
Monday.
They considered things best places in the U.S. for 4th of July. They consider things like public fanfare and fireworks, affordability, attractions, activities, weather, safety, accessibility. That includes COVID-19 vaccinations in the area. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
San Francisco comes out at number one. That's cool. Okay. LA number two, followed by, at number three, you got it, Washington, D.C., yeah. People.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Have you ever come down to watch them, like, here?
Back in the day?
Yeah.
Back
course,
in the day, I associated with WAVA.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't know if WAVA did like big promotions down here. That's cool.
That's where I saw Brian Wilson literally being carried up the stairs.
That's right, for the Beach Boys concert. Yeah. Forgive me
for
blanking
on that. And by the way, I was
not
part of the regular staff. I think I was doing production way back then, and I got a free pass to go backstage.
Weren't you Nick Sticker at the 4th of July festivities?
I think Nick Sticker was born after that particular 4th.
I see.
But let me see. L.A., D.C., Atlanta, Las Vegas, New York City, San Diego, Seattle, Orlando, and New Orleans. Mm. That'd be fun for the 4th of July. Smaller cities didn't fare so well. Here are the bad ones. San Bernardino, California, lowest among the 100 places they considered. The other bad ones, Jersey City, New Jersey, second worst, followed by Newark, New Jersey, and Memphis, Tennessee. Mm. Memphis, Tennessee, Rob. Mm. All those years we went to Memphis, Tennessee.
All I know is this, Mike. I saw on the news this morning that Ocean City has canceled the fireworks on 4th of July.
What?
No fireworks in Ocean City this 4th.
Down the ocean?
Why? I don't know. I didn't stay for the story. I just heard the tease.
Can you look it up and find out? That's a big story for our D.C. people.
Ocean City is not known as being tight.
No.
Like a crab. Watertight.
I'd like to. And that's watertight.
That is water. Water.
I'd like a dear friend of mine that used to have it. You know the guy I'm talking about?
Yes.
I can't believe you remember that.
I remember that.
That's too funny. And that's watertight. Wow. So why isn't Ocean City going to have fireworks?
According to the tease this morning, I heard it was as I was going out the door.
You know when he would know? He would know if he was going to Ocean City.
Oh, of course.
Or then he'd have every last little detail. But
is it an honor of PJ Batman?
It's
they went dark.
All right. Supply chain. Right. They're citing College Park and Ocean City change plans amidst supply chain issues.
Wow. God almighty. Mm. The world is falling apart, people. It truly is. Oh, we got to keep going.
Oh, hold on. And here's a final cap on that. I'm sorry. The town of Ocean City announced last week that it would move its July 4th events to an intimate July 3rd fireworks display.
Well, then they're going to have them on the 3rd. People do that.
Yeah, but they say intimate. That means smaller.
That's going to the courthouse and getting married.
Yeah.
Some woman. This is funny. Now a little something something. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
A woman just posted on TikTok after a guy, this is a true story, on her Southwest flight, airdropped a picture of his unit to everyone on the plane.
Mm. All right.
Mm. And by the way, it wasn't just his thing. It was his thing being tended to by a lady.
Gross. Oh.
It happened on a flight from Detroit to Denver on Saturday. We only know that this guy that did it, his first name is Larry. And he's older. Maybe 60s or early 70s.
Gross. I mean, it's bad enough.
This is a name great story. Is just, like, you couldn't make that up.
Larry in his 70s. I'll make him in his 70s since we don't know. The woman who posted about it was the one who called him out and told a flight attendant she wasn't in his row, but across the aisle a few seats away. And she was one of the unfortunate souls who chose to accept the airdrop. When a flight attendant asked Larry if he sent the photo, he freely admitted that he did.
Oh.
So she asked him why, and he said he was, quote, just having a little fun.
Wow.
Larry.
Big dummy.
Oh, wow. Cops were waiting to escort him off the plane as soon as it landed. No word yet on what kind of charges he's facing. Charges? Just use your PayPal account, Larry. I don't know what that means, but it was a kicker. Yeah. It just worked for me at the time. That's it. We got to take a break.
Good
Larry.
For a 70-year-old that can use AirDrop. I still have trouble with it.
Larry. Larry. I do AirDrop like constantly for work. I use it for work all the time.
From machine to machine.
Yeah, machine to machine and tons of pictures of my penis. We'll take a break and come back with more on the Mike O'Meara Show.
This is your summer to win absolutely nothing from TMOS.
No power Porsche. No trips to sketchy mid-level theme parks.
No REO Speedwagon tickets.
You get nothing.
Nothing to fill out, nothing to enter.
I mean Zed Bagel Zippy.
You got nothing.
You're already a winner by listening and watching the Mike O'Meara Show on YouTube, Facebook Live, or TikTok. And listening through Stitcher, Spotify, Alexa, or subscribing to the TMOS Bonus Show.
It's the official start of a no-bummer summer on TMOS. Keep listening to win, you d-goss.
I said good day.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Whoa, the hot summer months are here, and we need to be proactive about keeping our bodies fueled and hydrated. It makes us feel healthier in our everyday lives. Just one stick of Liquid IV.
Yes.
Hydration multiplier in 16 ounces of water. Hydrates faster and more efficiently.
In the office, we don't just take care of our employees with the proper precautions.
Yeah,
right.
But we hydrate them. There are no less than 10 satchels of a variety of flavors of Liquid IV ready to rock.
Delicious.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it hydrates you. Yep. Liquid IV has incredible hydration flavors. Watermelon, lemon lime, grape, pina colada. And my beloved strawberry. Plus, it has 3 times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks. It's non-GMO. It's free from gluten. Oh, that ick gluten. It doesn't have it in Liquid IV.
Did you hate gluten?
Dairy and soy is not in there. Liquid IV has cellular transport technology. What is that? CTT, you moron. Come on.
Mm.
It's the optimal ratio of glucose, sodium, and potassium. It delivers water and nutrients to the bloodstream super fast. Plus, Liquid IV is helping the world, people. They've donated over 20 million servings globally. Be like me. Drink Liquid IV. Grab Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Experience better hydration today at liquidiv.com. Promo code TMOS. All right. I want to talk, if we may, for just a moment here, about some solidarity issues, and then we will get right to Oscar destroying a television.
Hey, because he did. Accidents happen.
I just wanted to say solidarity, ladies out there and men out there that support their women's reproductive rights, and just a very sticky wicket with, you know, we never mentioned it even briefly. Everybody knows my politics. Yeah, they are what they are. But it just seems to me when we let religion enter into government regulations, especially that have to do with the bodies and the health of women, it's a very dangerous situation. And look, there's a lot of doom and gloom on the left with what the Supreme Court is doing and how it may impact us down the road. But, you know, it was a pretty big deal when all these people were confirmed. And all I seem to remember were Senate hearings where they were asking them about this. And they all kind of looked them right in the eye and said, no, not my thing.
I'm not here for that.
Right. Yeah. Not here for that. That's not what it's all about. That's all they're there for.
Exactly.
They stacked the court and give the Republican Party credit and the Donald Trump administration credit for picking people that wanted to change this after many, 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 many years. The battle, one of the most divisive issues in our nation, and they did it. They got it. They tackled it. And there it is.
Uh-huh. And I think the game it is just played. Sucks. When you look at
sucks.
When you look at our three bodies of government.
It is a game, too, isn't it, Rob?
It is
a game.
It's always
big,
a game.
Fat
and
game.
What happens is everyone focuses on the presidential election because it's the biggest and easiest to sort of wrap your head around. But know this. When you appoint a justice and it gets approved, that justice is there for life.
Precisely.
And there is no way around that. And that's why the voting that surrounds the other two branches has become more important than ever if the Supreme Court does not reflect what you feel.
But
the Supreme Court has an amazing amount of power.
Do you think it makes me a bad person when I say, looking back, thanks, Hillary? anyway, that's
at least you're not carrying a grudge.
Mike.
Crap candidate, always.
You remember prior to this past election, I wasn't in COVID. I was not involved. I didn't even want to speak about it.
Yeah.
And
sorry.
No, the reference that you're discussing now and what you tried to explain to me was like the choice to not get involved and understand the repercussions of not the wrong party, but the wrong people taking office.
Right.
They're beyond your lens. There are opportunities where history can be changed for the worse.
Oh yeah.
And you when you were doing your show with Chris Freitz, you tried to explain that to me. Prior to that, you tried to explain that to me, like, why aren't you involved? And I said, look, it's not good for business. It's not. The idea that this has happened is so mind-blowing to me, but it also triples down to your initial point of like, Oscar, I get that you're young in your 30s and you're a douchebag, but you have to understand that this is not about you. You get a say. This is a country where you actually do get to vote. You have to get involved. And I feel guilty for, as one of millions, for not caring or thinking about this beforehand.
Well, look, I said to, I forgot who I was talking to, but it was over the weekend. I think it was a server in a restaurant, a really bright lady who was not only serving part-time, and once again, she was a youth counselor as far, a youth mental health counselor, and she was a psychologist, and she was doing this, and first of all, when a psychologist has to take two jobs, you know, it's unfortunate, but we were talking about I looked at her and I said, it's kind of up to you guys, because, you know, the youth of America, as far as voting, which has
involved.
Been woefully inadequate leading up to this, is going to change things. But make no mistake that if our democracy is to thrive, it is fluid. It is ever changing.
It was designed
and
that way.
You can continue to fight the good fight and get it done. But when you appoint people and you make sure that a certain team has had their eyes on this prize for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying not to choke again. I don't think I got the COVID.
No, no, no.
I really don't.
You're just emotional.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
No.
He's literally choked up.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. Yeah. I really do believe that we have to.
It's been a nice coffee trip.
We
what's the matter with you? He was in his own cart.
Oh, your own cart.
That's right.
We have to get people into the voting booth and see what happens. But I just feel bad because, look, there are going to be circumstances where this is just such a man in the sky, my religion's better than your religion issue, and they legislated it.
Yeah.
And it really is sad. And it's really unfortunate. And by the way, you said, well, what about your religious belief? This is not a religious belief issue.
No.
This is a woman's body issue. This is a pragmatic idea. And it's frustrating.
And a slippery slope. Mm-hmm. Because this could be the first step in many things. If they can start moving legislation like this, who knows what's going to happen?
Well, there's absolute no filter on these people now on the right, on the court. And who knows what they're going to be capable of. And they have a political agenda. And by the way,
they
all do.
The leak was really true.
Do. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, the leak. Well, everybody knew that And so we, if you're talking about tip of the iceberg stuff.
Yeah.
Well, Judge Alito alluded to opening up certain other issues. If you think it's just abortion, it's not.
No.
It's gay marriage. It's right to privacy. It's a lot of this stuff.
Contraception as well.
It's a weird time in our society. Keep your eyes open because look, I don't want
get involved. Vote.
I don't want. And really, is there doom and gloom? Yeah, there's doom and gloom out there. Is that all valid? I don't know. Who knows what the future holds? But when you look at a show like The Handmaid's Tale, where you have a theocracy that is running the world and religious beliefs are controlling what the government does, we see how that works in the world.
We can't take this lying down because, as we know, and he just piped in with it, the most important issue to Matt Bloom is contraception.
That's right.
Contraception.
Because he's out
always
there.
Always has been.
Every night getting it done.
Well, condoms are fun to play with. I mean, you just blow them up. It's great.
What? Solidarity, women. We're with you out there. I wanted to ask Oscar, you actually destroyed a television? Now, when you say destroyed, does that mean like fall off the wall, glass shards breaking, destroyed? Or what did you do?
It's actually worse than that.
Okay.
This weekend, we were installing into one of the control rooms a 65-inch, an additional 65-inch screen.
Right. Monitor purposes.
Yeah, that references what's happening inside the studio. So it's not for a set, it's for outside the set.
Right. Control room stuff.
Yes. And, you see, I'll be clear, you pay enough times, you're like, I've seen this done enough times. I think I can handle this. And my guy that
like mounting it?
Yeah, the mounting and hanging and placing it perfectly level. And my guy I'm so busy, I got to see you after July 20th, right? So I'm like, we're not waiting for that. Like, we can do this.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take care of it. If you really hate me, picture this, because this is as sad as it gets.
I'm listening.
As sad as it gets for old Fantana,
mm-hmm.
is when you spend all afternoon basically getting the mount perfect, laying everything in, telling everybody around you to be careful because you're careful. Take your rings off. Take your watch. You don't want to scratch the bezel. All this garbage that I espouse when I know I think we're doing what we're doing.
Is this a flat mount we're talking about here?
No, it's a mount that tilts down towards the control room.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Right.
And then it's mounted clean. You fish all the wires, like everything's perfect, and it's time for the time to plug in the Christmas tree.
It's the best part.
And you call everybody in for the big reveal. You're like, we did it.
Let me make sure I got this right.
Out here.
Let me.
You should see how it looks from the road.
Let me get this right. You got it up on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the screws and the bolts are tight, and everything is like
cleaned,
perfect.
Looking at like. It's Shan and it's Charlie, Bernie, and I, and like it's on a Saturday. The AC's off because the building won't turn on AC on the weekends.
You're dripping with sweat.
Yeah, we did it. We didn't have to wait till after July 20th.
Right,
we did it on our own.
It's gonna make the room look better.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, it's something that we've been wanting to do for some time. I call Shannon in for the big reveal. I wanted her to show, she was working on TPS reports, and I said, hey, look at this. We did it.
She was working on Tony Perkins' show report?
No, no, no. It's a reference to just paperwork. Just paperwork.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Office from Office Space. Space. Office Space. Yeah. We need these TPS reports.
Yeah, going to have you come in on a Saturday. Mm-hmm. So we plug it in, and you're already kind of in a bad mood when there's no AC.
Sure.
And you're running off a computer.
Yeah.
Not Charlie and I. We're happy. We're like, we vacuumed. Everything's clean.
But you're at the finish line.
Yeah. We plug it in, and there what looks to be almost like it's a crack up the middle of the screen. You don't notice it on the screen itself, but the picture itself is shattered in the middle.
So it's not like the outer glass.
The outer glass is not shattered.
But there's an inner component.
Yes.
Okay.
Were there any indications prior to putting this up on the wall, getting it out of the box, doing all this, that anybody had bumped
no.
it,
no,
dropped
no,
it?
No, no. Full inspection. You got to fully inspect before you hang, Mike. You know this, if anyone's ever ordered anything.
So
you
when you
inspect.
Do that,
yes.
you plug the TV
yes.
in prior to putting it on the
yes.
wall. Okay.
My lovely wife says, because she supports us
yes.
and loves us, I knew it. Look what you guys did. And we
thanks,
both,
honey.
We both look at each other like.
She said, like, you guys screwed it up?
Yeah, like, I said, Shan, you're yelling at us like you're our mom. Like we just did something
what
wrong.
What is she referring to that you did?
Like, we broke the TV. Like, we somehow broke the TV.
You didn't, though.
I don't think we did.
I mean, Mike, they took their rings off.
We took our watches off. We took everything, right?
Is this you and Charlie Burney?
It's me and Charlie. Yeah, we can do this. We've done this before. It's not a big deal.
Charlie right. with all of his rings.
And, well, I mean,
it's like Liberace.
If you got a wedding ring on, you got a watch on, it scratches up.
I have
up,
to entertain
right?
some questions. Yes. We have to take a break.
Yes.
I have a couple of questions about this when we come back.
It's sad,
I have
man,
received,
sad.
Well, the only television I ever bought online, I had the similar kind of situation.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, that's but that was right out of the box, and I could tell. But
yeah.
For this, let's start the Inquisition.
Please.
I might be on Team Shannon here. We'll be right back, everybody.
It's an airing of the grievances on the latest bonus show. If you haven't heard it yet, here's what you missed.
You have me here to give you a different dimension to the world.
You, Oscar.
Can I celebrate when good things happen to me and you not get mad at me? Is that okay with the show?
Oscar, yes, bring us good news.
Yes.
If God forbid you ever have any.
I think in your mind, you think that you have everybody figured out.
Yeah, you are the most jealous person I know, but I still love you.
I truly look at you as a younger brother, as I do Rob.
Like, this is fun for me.
The TMOS bonus show is filled with peace, love, and happiness. Share
no,
the joy
not.
Today and get a subscription at MikeOMaraShow.com.
How you teach yourself how to run a board.
Hateful.
There we go. Welcome back. We like made some live edits to that promo. attention gamers, listen, a great product. So glad to be advertising this on the show. It's time to level up your gameplay with Backbone. Remember that name. Backbone transforms your iPhone into a handheld console so you can play anytime, anywhere. All you do is plug your iPhone into the Backbone and enjoy console quality controls as you play Xbox, PlayStation, PC, and App Store games. No console, no problem. Stream hundreds of games like FIFA, Halo, Minecraft through a cloud gaming service. And if you have a PlayStation, Xbox, or PC, play games you own with Remote Play or the Steam Link app. Experience for yourself what TechCrunch calls the closest we've ever seen to a portable Xbox. Backbone brings games like Spider-Man, Madden, and Grand Theft Auto right to my phone. Go to playbackbone.com/TMOS now. Order your Backbone by June 30th and get free access to over 350 console games and perks, including a free month of Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, 1 month free of Apple Arcade, 2 months free of Google Stadia Pro, and 3 months free of Discord Nitro. Find your next adventure at playbackbone.com/TMOS. So you get it up on the wall, you plug it in,
yes.
It's ready to go.
It's beautiful.
Speaking of TechCrunch...
Yes. Yeah. There's no. Oh, and didn't you have. What's the. Where my iPhone. You know the sound? One of the Rob created one of the great sounds.
The crack sound. Yeah, hold on. Give me a sec.
When your iPhone fell into your recliner.
When it fell into the recliner. I have to ask you this. During the process, you're not aware, and there's no outward damage to the set.
No.
This is a screen, something in the screen, and when you plugged it in before putting it on the wall, the screen looked fine.
That's where we misstepped.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
We never, Mike, it's like you're a pro from Meyer Emco. Like
you never checked it before you mounted it?
It just looked pristine. We're like, this has got to be, like, we just didn't think about it.
I do probably make the same mistake. I get it. I understand that.
Because we have received there are special broadcast monitors.
Yeah. So you never heard this.
There it is. I would have felt better if I would have heard that, and then that would have happened because I would have been expecting it.
Yeah. Of course.
Can I just interject here? I have a wall mounted television in my living room, and yes, is it lean, sleek, looks good?
Yes.
Fantastic. Anybody knows anything about AV, audio visual? You want to have a wall mounted, flush mounted?
Yes.
I still think it's the greatest pain in the ass in the world.
Oh, God.
Because you can't get back there, and you can't mesh with HDMI cables, or you just can't, and it's so frustrating.
Yeah,
to make corrections.
I have one wall mounted, and we did that when we moved into the house in the bedroom, and I'll never do it again because it's so hard to get to, right? You're married to it. You're committed to it. You can't do anything with it.
I prefer a wall mount without any cables being outside the wall, right?
You want it all inside the wall. I have a guy that mounted the largest TV I have in this house, and then he got one of his workers. He couldn't come back, and I'm trying to think. It's not an HDMI cable. It's not a, fiber optic?
Fiber optic cable. I know what you're talking about.
Optic cable, and he didn't put it through the wall.
Yeah, so it's just like hanging there.
And I need to. He said I need two guys to take that TV off the wall.
Know,
it's just a pain in the ass.
Do you know what that fiber optic cable? When I see that, it's like an FU to the entire process.
Of course, the worst cable ever invented in the world of cables. You know, let's make a shape that looks like a loaf of bread that you really can't tell what shape it is and where it goes and where you put the intercourse in the female. It just sucks. Success.
So, to your point, I look at Shannon. I said, "It's got to be the fiber optic cable." There's no look at this screen. It's clean. It's clear.
Oh, the fiber optic cable that's damaged, causing the picture to be screwed
up. I'm banking on that because those cables, when you get this type of monitor, they tell you no pulling, no scratching, no anything. This thing will break in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I think it's a stretch to think that would affect the whole screen, though.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I scurry over to a similar monitor in a different control room. I take out the fiber optic cable because I know this one works. So it's working in front of me.
Right.
I go and match it up with the TV that we now think it's damaged. I'm banking it's a fiber optic cable, roughly a $90 fix online, crossing my fingers. And I said, look, I expect an apology and I'll take I'm sorry. Plug it in.
Problem.
Still cracked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the
screen.
Because
a fiber optic wouldn't have a consistent crack.
No.
It would just be like a distorted picture.
I was hoping for the best.
Yeah, I guess you have to.
Yes.
It's all that electronic Gribbly stuff's leaking out inside that TV.
Why is your TV dripping?
Why is your TV sweating,
TV's
sir?
Dripping there. That's nasty
strange.
Stuff
That's really
right
what it
there.
Looks like. It's like a cracked sweat. Yeah. And I said, well, I remember purchasing the 2-year warranty that comes with this.
There you go.
Yes. And let me tell you that these warranties is the first time I've ever used one, whether it be Geek Squad or from these production houses.
Sure.
It's the process is worse than going through a automobile or a car insurer, because at least they'll come to your house and be like, I see that you've been struck or the parking lot you're in.
There's the dent right there. See where it happened. The police report.
Serial numbers.
Oh, they're banking on you giving up.
They want to, now in the COVID age, FaceTime with me, watch me jiggle the cables, watch me get into places where everything's already in the wall. It is a nightmare.
And did you complete the nightmare?
I completed the nightmare. It took no less than an hour and a half.
Ugh.
And they said, we're going to submit this claim and we'll let you know if it's accepted.
After all that, they can't just say, your new TV's on the way, put the other one back.
Yes. Right.
So when do you find out? Do you know when you're going to find out?
48 hours if I'm lucky.
Basically. 48 hours. Good luck. I hope
how long
you do
has
well
it been?
Oh, it just happened today. So I got the call today.
Okay, good.
By the way, my guy who I have dealt with this guy since the beginning of COVID with my big screen.
Yeah.
Called him up after like a year. I said, hey, well, I know. Remember you said that coworker you had couldn't put the fiber optic cable in because, you know, he was suffering from COVID. Well, it's been a year wondering that. I'll be out. And the guy came out, took a look at it. He said, I'm going to need two people to take the TV down. 2 weeks goes by, 3 weeks goes by, 4 weeks goes by. Call the guy, the person at the other end. I'm sorry, Phil doesn't work here anymore.
Oh my God.
Please. Oh, no, it was actually a voicemail. We got your message. Phil doesn't work here anymore. Please call us and let us know what you need. So I'm going to start all over again. That was about a month ago.
That reminds me. Like,
you talk about wearing you down,
yeah,
so you finally just give up.
Yeah. Well, you know the old joke, don't you, about the guy that dropped off a pair of shoes for repair before World War II? He got drafted. He shipped overseas.
Uh-huh.
Fights in the war. We win. He comes back. He puts on his civilian clothes for the first time in 4 years. He reaches in his pocket and he pulls out the claim ticket for his shoes.
Yes.
He said, oh my God, that's right. I dropped off some shoes.
Yes.
So he goes to the shoe store. Shoe store is still there. He goes to the guy. He says, I don't know if you can help me out. I have this claim ticket for these shoes. He says, let me see it. And the clerk looks at the ticket and he says, yeah, they'll be ready a week from Thursday.
There you go. Bada bang. Old joke. You see, they still made you wait. Yeah. That's the way that goes. That's the whole joke. Told very efficiently by Mr. Speedway. We got to take a break. And is it Soundtown time?
Soundtown.
We'll do Soundtown right after this. And you are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. And I'm already thinking about what I'm going to eat.
Has this ever happened to you?
This guy saw me running. Oh, he's closing the door, pretending like he hasn't seen me as I'm yelling.
Step up to a new experience in airline travel that's made for a powerful, sophisticated business leader like you.
I buy, you fly.
Santana Airlines shows you the difference between getting where you're going and leading the way.
It's not like we're in a hurry to go anywhere.
Santana Airlines, where everyone is treated like a CEO.
I'm a CEO.
I'm the president, she's vice president.
And as you enjoy the synergy of the amazing skies, use what little bandwidth you think is actionable and circle back to the amazing deals at the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center.
Leverage the value proposition of that low-hanging fruit. At the end of the day, it's a win-win. Just pivot and click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
It's amazing.
Hold that plane!
Leverage the body parts of that low hanging.
Do you think that Jim Amato uses those business speak phrases in real life?
I love that, man. Hey, life's best moments happen around a roaring fire and a smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove makes your outdoor moments even more memorable. Instead of having to constantly dodge campfire fumes, you can sit back, relax, and actually enjoy the fire. And right now, you can get a great deal on a Solo Stove fire pit. They're brilliantly engineered, made with premium grade 304 stainless steel, and a 360-degree airflow system that maximizes efficiency and minimizes smoke. If you're going on your camping trip this weekend, you need this. It's easy to light with just a few bits of starter. Your fire is blazing in minutes. They are so confident that you're going to love it. They offer a lifetime warranty and a 30-day free return policy. We all have them. We all love them. Solo Stove is the best. Right now, you can get a big discount on all fire pits during Solo Stove's 4th of July sale.
Yes!
And use promo code TMOS at solostove.com for an extra $10 off. That's solostove.com, promo code TMOS for $10 off on top of their incredible 4th of July sale discounts. But hurry, the 4th of July sale ends July 10th.
We call this stereophonic sound.
Soundtown.
Now, I've grown up in an era where a lot of media has changed. I mean, I remember when there was no CDs. I remember when cassettes became popular. I remember DJing a wedding reception where a kid came up to me when I was playing a record and said, "What's that?"
Yeah, but, absolutely.
This is pretty funny. This is a mom who found a cassette tape and showed it to her daughter, and her daughter had no idea no idea what it is.
Cleaning out the basement. I've got some of my childhood boxes out here, and my daughter says this. What did you just ask me?
It looks like some ancient history storyteller.
Ancient history. This is a cassette tape. So this is how we used to listen to music, and how we recorded music from the radio. This is how we saved Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
You're dead serious. You don't know what this is.
I love the kid.
It looks like you shake it or something.
No, it probably has all my favorite songs from the radio.
You, like, pull it or something?
No.
You don't pull it.
The cassette player.
So what do you put them in?
She says, do you pull it or something?
Oh, my God. Terrible medium like to be a DJ toy. With, that's oh, for sure.
Oh, that's right. You have experience, I recall.
I do. I hope he's doing well.
Yes. Now, Mike, a lot of things happen on golf courses. A lot of jokes happen on golf courses. But what's the most exciting thing you ever saw happen while you were golfing?
The most exciting thing that I saw happen when I was golfing? Yeah, hole in one.
Okay, but this, I was thinking more of like something around you, because this happened in
Didn't
Texas
you see,
this week.
The bishop get struck by lightning?
There is no God.
I saw a light. I've seen multiple lightning bolts.
My name's Fred. I'm a man, same as you.
Same as you. There is no God. I don't think the heavy stuff's going to come in for a while yet.
In Texas, a police chase, actually a high-speed police chase, crossed a fairway while a guy was golfing.
Wow.
That would definitely mess up your game, right?
After we hit a drive out, a Range Rover comes flying over the top of the hill. And it was the best start to a round of golf I've had in a long time. A lot more entertaining than my score usually is.
Can you imagine? Wow. A Range Rover is a pretty big car to have coming over.
By the way, when I'm at Happy Valley, just pulling back the curtain of my recreation, we play team games. And we usually, during the season when everybody's down here, you'll have 1, 2, 3, 4, like 10 foursomes that are out there, 40 guys playing in one. And there's a term that's used, and it might be something you want to use in your next round, DFL. Anybody know what DFL is?
No.
Dead effing last.
Oh.
Achieve that today. Yes, wow. You're right. Maybe it's the COVID.
That's amazing with 40 people.
Well, there weren't 40 people there today. Okay, well, that's 12 good. People today.
Speaking of Florida, where you live, Mike, you know, and I told you this once before, and you didn't believe that I hated raccoons. Yeah. I do hate raccoons.
Yep.
And in Florida, this raccoon attacked a woman and her dog.
Really?
Yes. No. Watch out.
Here's, it was probably rabid.
It could be. It could give her the rabies. But watch out. Here's Florida woman attacked by raccoon.
He noticed something in the tree, so he stopped, looked up in the tree. The raccoon just raced out of the tree and charged towards us. So at that moment, that's when I started running, trying to get in the house as soon as possible.
Here's actual audio.
I was basically in like a panic mode. So at that point, I got a mop and I kind of scared it off with the mop. And
the Cardi
then
B.
It hid in the blind. And it took them a little minute to come, but once they came, they got him and it was over at that point.
Now, Pony and I laugh about when a kid says, it's been a minute since I've seen you, because you really can't say that, because a minute is a distinct amount of time. Well, she's actually gone further and said, it was a little minute before the authorities
A little
got
minute.
A little minute.
Absolutely.
I think raccoons are nice.
No, they're evil.
They're not. You want to avoid them in the daytime. My sister's, one of her first boyfriends up in Maine, I think its name was Scatter. And I swear to God, or Chatter or something like that, had a pet raccoon that he nursed from babyhood. Fell out of its bird's nest.
But they will still turn on you.
It will?
Yes, absolutely.
No, Rob, he had it. It didn't turn on him. It was
Are you still in touch with him?
I don't know.
No, because he's dead, because the raccoon killed him.
He had really long hair. His name was Kenny.
Or Kenny
no,
did.
No, Kenny did.
Okay.
And you know what the harbor master said? The big fat harbor master said to him? I swear to this, the truth. He said, you sit down or stand up when you pee.
Kenny.
There's the Maine for you.
And remember, raccoons will get your corn. And that's why we had to put radios out.
Oh, that's why you're jaded.
Yeah,
I
don't like them. All right. Let's close with this, Mike. You know, with all these legalized marijuana dispensaries, trouble's about to happen. You know, it's a new business and they don't know what's going on. So there's trouble with the dispensary.
The mayor of Moffitt, Colorado, which has 70 dispensaries but only 120 residents, said in a new interview that she is considering changing the name of the town to Kush. Said residents, We know you said the same thing like 20 minutes ago.
That's all I got.
Kush, ladies and gentlemen. We got to get out of here. I got to go back to being the caretaker. We'll have an update tomorrow.
Nurse Ratched.
Everything.
Stay
Nurse
healthy. Ratched.
That's right. Yeah. We just want to watch the World Series, Mr. O'Mara. Anyway, for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana and Pony Boy Matt Bloom.
Did she get the chills?
This is Mike O'Mara saying,
too.
I have the chills.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ridiculous, humiliating, ludicrous, painful, savage, brutal, cruel, and all false.
Get in the hole!